how to get a handle on it. We try to start every year Rambam to understand Hilchos Tshuva, a whole sefer, a whole halachas on it, all the prakim, but it's hard to get a handle on the first two prakim, which starts us off. And worked on it this summer, and a shir from Rabbi Yechon's wife from Miami, and went over it a little, and we'll see what we could give over tonight. There's a pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, which is the parsha of Tshuva in the Torah, where it says, Ki karoi ve'lecha hadavar ma'od, that it's very, very close to you, v'ficha u'bilvavcha la'asoy soy, in your mouth and in your heart to do. Rashi Shita is that the mitzvah goes on Talmud Torah, learning Torah. That Ki karoi ve'lecha, learning Torah, is very, very close to you. You do it Talmud, you do Alpeh, and you do Biksav, Torah Shem Biksav, Torah Shem Alpeh, and that's what's included in Beficho, Bevovcho, Lasoso. That's how Rashi learns. The Ramban, on the other hand, says that this is the source for the mitzvah of Tshuva in the Torah. Beficho is Vidui, as it says, Vizvadu et avosam, es avonam et avon avosam. Lashon of Vidui, Beficho. Bevovcho is a Lashon of Tshuva. As there is a pasuk, he reads a pasuk, Vayashuvu beliba mel Hashem. Lasoso is the Kabbalah that you take upon yourself, that you're going to do it l'doros, for future generations. Anyway, the Ramban learns, Bepicho b'vavcho, Bepicho is vidui, b'vavcho is Tshuva. And the question that they ask on the Ramban is, that what are you doing vidui first? If you don't do Tshuva, what are you... Where does Vidui come into the picture? That's a question that they ask on the Ramban. Okay. The Ibn Ezra says a little different. The Ibn Ezra says that the Iker is Bilvavcha. The Iker is in your heart. Just you're saying in order to be Mechazek the heart. Because as he says, the Iker is the heart. Now, he doesn't say what mitzvah we're talking about, if we're talking about all mitzvahs, or we're talking about tshuva, like many learned Ibn Ezra. But whatever it is, the ikar is the heart, and the only reason you say is to show chizuk for the heart, that if you'll say it out, sometimes if you say it out, let's say you have a nice Dvar Torah, and you have to say it in front of an oilam, like a choshev oilam like that. And you basically know what you're going to say, but if you don't prepare before and say it out, sometimes it's just not going to come out clear. So saying is not the ikar. Having it, knowing it, is the ikar in your heart. Just sometimes you say it, because if you say it out, you practice it. You say it beforehand, so it's concretized and it's stronger in your mind, and you'll be able to say it over later. That's what the Ibn Ezra says. But once again, the Ibn Ezra is not clear whether he's talking about the mitzvah of tshuva or he's talking about all mitzvahs. Anyway, we'll concentrate a little more on The Ramban, who says, Beficha u'bilvavcha, first do vidui, as it says, Vizvadu, and then do tshuva. And what is that seder of first do vidui, then do tshuva? What are you going to start doing tshuva? What do you start saying vidui if you're not into tshuva? First it should be into tshuva, and then say, All right, so we'll try to explain that tonight. There's a Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva. Many people learn Shari Tshuva before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, in the mirror in Ocean Parkway, next to the Lefkowitzes, where I went for 6-7 years. Everybody learned that was the Musar Seder of Chodesh Elul. You learned Shari Tshuva. You go through Rabbeinu Yonah as much as possible. It's not an easy language, but after a few years, so you start latching on to the language as well. And he asks a contradiction. What comes first? Are you first supposed to regret the past, or are you first supposed to take upon yourself or change your ways for the future? And he says it seems to be a contradiction of psukim. This is in Shar Yud Aleph Os Aleph. He says as follows. In one place it says Yazov Rosho Darko V'Yishov En Machshav Oso, which is, that's the highlight pasuk that we have during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Gazov means that I'm starting on my new way. First, let me start on my new way, and then I'll think how bad my old way was. And the other part, on the other hand, there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says ve'ozev umodeh ve'ozev yerucham umodeh. First, it should be moedan o'avar ve'ozev, and then you start your new path. Yerucham. That's the seder. So he says it seems to be a contradiction. Make up your mind. Is first I'm supposed to start my new way and then regret my past, or am I first supposed to regret my past and then start your new way? We have this problem, I'm sure, every year when we have to make our resolutions, what we want to take upon ourselves. Serious people want to take upon themselves to work on certain things during this year. So what do? Do you start lamenting about your past and try to figure out how bad it was and terrible, and then you start your new thing? Or do you first start your new thing, jump into the frying pan, start your new way, and then you'll regret about the past? What do I do first? So Rabbeinu Yonah answers, it depends. If you're a person that it's darko, and unfortunately you've totally got into the path of inappropriate actions, so then yazov rosh hadarko, don't start lamenting about the past. Just start your new way. This is my new way in life. This is the year Tavshin Samech Zayin. I'm going to start a new. I'm going to go to Minyan or whatever the thing I have to work on, and then start thinking about Tavshin Samech Vav, how bad it was and how inappropriate it was. That's for somebody who is darkoi, that he constantly does it. But somebody who is only a chad pami, it happened once, he doesn't do it, occasionally he does it, but he doesn't do it on a regular basis. So he's a person that's first to think, hey, what I'm doing is not a right thing. And then he'll start the new derech. He doesn't have to jump in, because he's not a card-carrying member of this terrible, inappropriate action. It just happens sometimes. So first think how bad it is, work on yourself, say how foolish I should be doing these things, and then start your new derech. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah answers the contradiction of the psukim. Okay? However, if we look at the Rambam, we could come up with a new answer. In sometimes, first it should be umodev ozev. First, regret the past and then go on to the future. And sometimes, yazav rosh hadarko. Not according to the derech of Rabbeinu Yonah. And we'll start as follows in the Rambam. Rambam Hilchot. It's a known fact that in the beginning of every set of halachos, like over here begins the set of 10 prokem of Hilchot Tshuva, so the Rambam always writes what the mitzvahs are that he's going to be discussing. And Tshuva, he says, oh, it's only mitzvah asei achas. There's only one mitzvah asei. V'hu, what is that mitzvah? Sheyoshev achote mecheto. He should revert from his chet, lefnei Hashem, in front of God, v'yizvadeh, and he should do vidui. So it sounds like from this koteret, the title that the Rambam uses in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, that the mitzvah is really tshuva plus vidui. Once again, we have to understand, what is this mesh of tshuva and vidui? It's two separate things. What are we putting these things together? Furthermore, let's look a little in Perek Rishon. The difference between Perek Rishon and Perek Sheni, just to make it easy on you, is first Perek deals with vidui. Second Perek deals with tshuva. Okay? Just we should remember. And it says in Perek Rishon, Kol mitzvah shebetorah ben asei ben mochsasei, you have it, halacha aleph. Im ovar odom al achat mehem, if a person transgressed an avera, bein bezodom bein b'shkogah, whether he did it b'mezid or b'shogah, kishe yase tshuva, it doesn't say that the mitzvah is to do tshuva, kishe yase tshuva, when he will do tshuva, v'yoshuv micheto, chayiv lehidvadot lefnei okel baruch hu, he's chayiv to do vidui before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenemar, as it says, and he brings a pasuk, ze vidui devorim, this mitzvah is called vidui devorim, saying words, doing vidui. The vidui is a mitzvah saseh. And vidui is a mitzvah saseh. So he seems to be saying in this halacha that the mitzvah, he doesn't say the mitzvah is tshuva. He says when you will revert from your avera, there's a mitzvah saseh, and the mitzvah saseh is vidui. And then he says, Ketzad mitzvadim, how should we do vidui? So it's a big question that they all ask. I don't know if that's my topic of discussion tonight. Make up your mind. In the Koteret, he said that the mitzvah seemed to be tshuva and vidui. And here he says that the mitzvah asei is vidui. Let's quickly go to Perek Sheni, when he speaks about tshuva. And there is no mention over here of a mitzvah of tshuva. He says, Ezei tshuva gemur, he says in Halacha Aleph, and he says the answer. Day says, Umahi Atshuva, what should you do? Yazov Achoto, etc. No mention whatsoever about Tshuva being the mitzvah, but rather in Perek Rishon he says that Vidui is the mitzvah. So we have to understand, make up your mind, Rambam, what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the mesh of Tshuva and Vidui? Or is the mitzvah Vidui on its own? Furthermore, we don't have a Sefer HaMitzvahs. I happen to have one over here. Sefer HaMitzvahs, maybe you have it in front. Sefer HaMitzvahs in Mitzvah Ayin Gimel. Mitzvahs I say Ayin Gimel. You know, I'll read it for you. Shetzivonu gehizvadot alu avonot v'achatoyim. That the mitzvah is to do vidui on the various sins that a person did, gufnei yokel, in front of God. V'lomar otam im hatshuva. And to say this vidui together with tshuva. So it seems that the main mitzvah over here is reverting what he said in the Koteret. In the Koteret he said, do tshuva and vidui. And here he's saying that the mitzvah is vidui and with tshuva. And then he tells you what to say by the vidui. At the end of that mitzvah he writes, Hinenizbaruch mashizacharnu ki avidui choiva bifnei atzma. Vidui is a chayv of neyatzma, and it's not only berkobonos, and it's not only in Eretz Yisrael. It's in chutzlords as well. On every avera v'chait that a person does, he has to do vidui. V'loshen tzifri v'zvadeze vidui devorim, and the mitzvah is not just called vidui; the mitzvah is called vidui devorim, etc. All right, so we're getting more and more into mud over here. How do we get out of this? What exactly is the mitzvah? And there seems to be a shinui loshon that in the Rambam's Koteret he writes tshuva and you should do vidui. In the mitzvah say in Sefer HaMitzvahs he writes vidui is the mitzvah to do with tshuva, and in Perek Aleph he writes that vidui is a mitzvah say, and he doesn't even write over there that tshuva is a mitzvah say. So what's going on over here? We have to understand exactly what the Rambam means. Furthermore, there are certain diyukim, since we have the Rambam over here, Hilchos Tshuva, that vidui has, that tshuva does not have. Number one, by vidui it says, Chayev rizvados, on the third line, Chayev rizvados lefnei yokel baruch hu. You're supposed to do vidui before Hashem. Aren't you supposed to do everything before Hashem? What do you mean to do vidui before Hashem? When it comes to tshuva in Perek Beis, he doesn't write that you should do it before Hashem. Only by vidui he writes you should do before Hashem. Secondly, we just saw in the mitzvah say of the Rambam, what is the mitzvah by vidui? Vidui devorim. Right? Keep that in mind. Vidui devorim. Let's look at Perek Sheni of tshuva, Halacha Beis. Umahi atshuva, what is tshuva? Sheyazov hachotei cheto, that the sinner should leave over his sin, v'yasiru mimachshavtoi, and he should uproot it from his mind, v'yigmar b'liboi, and he should take upon himself, shelo yaseu od, that he'll never do it again. Shenemar, as it says, yazov rosh adargai. V'chein yitnachem al hoshaavar, he should also regret from what he did in the past. Also, meaning the main thing is thinking about the future, also regret what you did in the past. V'yoyid all of Yudea Telumos, and Hashem should be your aid. That's a tremendous thing, that Hashem has to be your witness that you're never going to do it again. And then comes two very shver dinim. One, v'tzarech lehizvados b'svaso v'lomer inyonos elu shegomar b'liboy. Everything that he took in his heart, that he will do tshuva, and he'll start a new way in life, and that he will never do it again, and he regrets on the Yavar, he should say it, tzorech lizvados b'svasav. What is this doing in Perek Beis? Vidui is a halach in Perek Aleph. The whole Perek Aleph deals with vidui. What's he bringing this now in Perek Beis? Secondly, why does it say b'svasav, with your lips? Why doesn't it say bidvarim, bipeh? Could be that it's not a diuk, but suddenly he turns to a different lashon of svasav. Thirdly, halacha gimel, which he does not write for some reason in Perek Rishon, kol hamisvadeh bidvarim, whoever does vidui, v'lo gomar b'liboy lazov, but he doesn't have it in his heart, he's just paying lip service, he's just saying the words, but he doesn't really mean to leave over that avera, harezeh domeh letovel v'sheretz b'yodo. The famous example that the Gemara Nedarim gives, it's like you're going into a mikveh to be tovel, and you're still holding on to the sheretz. Doesn't do anything. She'ein ha'tefila mayeles boy ad she'yashchech ha'sheretz. The tefila is not going to help you until you throw away the sheretz. V'cheinu omer omodev olzev yerucham. So, and this also, what's it doing in Perek Sheni? This should be a halacha of Perek Rishon, the Perek of Vidui. Secondly, why doesn't he bring it in Perek Rishon? That whoever says Vidui, that mitzvah sasei of Vidui, whoever says Vidui and doesn't have it in his heart to revert, it's as if he was tovel v'sheretz b'yodo. Why does he wait till Perek Sheni? Many, many questions to try to understand Vidui versus Tshuva. Perek Rishon is Vidui, Perek Sheni is Tshuva. Yet, Vidui finds itself into Perek Sheni as well. Why? Secondly, why does it say by Vidui Lifnei Hashem, and by Tshuva it doesn't say Lifnei Hashem? Thirdly, why does he call Vidui in Perek Rishon Vidui Dvarim, and over here he uses a language, slippingly perhaps, Svasa. Maybe it's no difference, maybe it's not a diyuk, but if you have a pshat, so you could say it's a diyuk and come up with perhaps a whole mahalach over here. So I wanted to say as follows, and I'll do it with a mushel. Okay? A few dentists over here, do it with a mushel. What's the mushel? A person has a problem. He's a great person. He does everything well. He has one little bayat. He's lazy. And he always comes late because of his laziness. Always. He's like they used to say in school, he's 10 minutes away from stardom. If he would just come 10 minutes early to this and to this and to this and this, he would be the star. But he's lazy. Sure enough, once he gets sick, and he has to go to the doctor, he calls up the doctor, and the doctor makes an appointment, 9 o'clock, and please come sharp. Okay? Kedarkei Bakodesh, he shows up at the doctor at 9:15. 9:15 by a doctor, where the whole thing is 15 minutes, right? Kupat Cholim, you get maybe 10, 15 minutes of your time, that's all you're going to get. He missed his tour. Not only did he miss his tour, but he caused a little anguish. The doctor, what do you mean? I have a schedule over here, and I told you to come sharp. This person, how many bad things did he do? The Pasha, the only thing that comes to mind, what did he do? He came late to his tour, and he caused the doctor some Hezek Mamon, it's his parnasa. What do you mean you come late? I have other patients, and because of you, I those 15 minutes went. But he did another thing wrong also. He has a certain mita called Atzlanos. He's lazy. And he's supposed to work on that thing. And what did he do? Instead of working on it and realizing the importance, the severity of it, that he's coming to a doctor who wants to help him, etc., once again he uses that mita of Atzlanos and he comes late. He has to work on two things. Number one, he has to work on the doctor to apologize and to try to assuage his feelings that, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen again, all these things, because he caused him hezek. Secondly, he has to work on himself to somehow uproot that midah ra. That's tshuva and vidui. When we do an avera, really we're doing two things. Number one, it's a flaw in us. We have a certain mum in ourselves now, a spiritual flaw, that we do this avera, we have this bad midah. Secondly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech of the world. That's what we spent Rosh Hashanah concentrating on. And here we are, we're making a dent in his Malchus. His Malchus is supposed to be, you're supposed to listen to what a king says, and here you go, and you couldn't care less, and you have this thing. You come late, similar to the doctor, you're causing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, also a dent. And there's two things that you have to patch up of it. Vidui patches up your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why if you look at Perek Rishon of Vidui, of Hilchos Tshuva, it deals with every type of kapara possible, from Mitzvah Saseh, and Olos Saseh, and Malkus, and Misa, and Kares, and what is this doing in Hilchos Tshuva? It's a side issue of having to say Vidui when you bring a kapara. No, the answer is that Vidui is standing before Hakel Baruch Hu. And that's why it says Dafkin Perek Rishon, Ufnei Hakel, not in Perek Sheni, because you first have to work on soothing the feelings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get a full kapara. And that's why the Rambam is meduyak when he says Lefnei Yokel Baruch Hu. That's the mitzvah of Vidui Devorim. Second perek deals with tshuva. Tshuva is working on myself. I have that bad midah or that bad trait or that bad avera, the bad flaw, the ketem, and I have to uproot it. I have to somehow get rid of it. Who do I work with? That's not turning to Hashem. That's turning to yourself. You first have to turn to yourself. And you have to start a new derech in life, because I can't do that anymore. I just have to uproot that bad midah. According to this, we could answer some of the diyukim. Number one, the Seder. In Perek Rishon, the Seder is, if you look, Elokai boshti v'nechamti, I have tremendous busha and klima and all types of embarrassment that I did such a thing to you, and I'm really sorry to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rahavdu, is the marshal of the doctor. What are you going to tell the doctor? Oh, my next appointment, I'll come on time. I'm going to start a new path in life. But you caused the doctor a hazard. You can't just say, next time I will do. You have to say, I'm sorry for this list. That's the first thing that has to come out of your mouth. And I'm really sorry for doing this. And I feel terrible what I did to you. It was such a foolish thing. I should have realized that this is your parnasa and this is your job. And who am I to come 15 minutes late just because I'm lazy? So therefore, the Rambam is meduyuk that the first thing is umode. First, you have to have boshes about revert from the past. Then you start your new derech, I won't do it again. Why do you say I won't do it again? That's only to strengthen that what I mean really, to show that I'm really sorry to you, is that I'll never do it again. But it's not a dover b'fnei atzmai, never doing it again. That's not the vidui to Hashem. That's not the kapara to Hashem. Hashem, you have to speak about that you're sorry what you did. In fact, they had it in one of the newspapers this week, Yotei Ne'eman, that Rabbi Yosef came out this year, I don't know, after so many 95 years, he came out that nobody says the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says that Vidui Devarim is that you're supposed to say, Ona Hashem Chotosi Yavisi Poshati Uvenecho Vari Nichamti Umboshti Bamasai Uloi Lomei Nechoizam. Where do we say this? We say Hashamnu, we say Alchayt, we say a lot of things. So there is a little ketz, a little paragraph, but he says you're supposed to say it. That's what he said this year. But at least have it in mind. Okay?
At least have it in mind. Also?
We say, Daniel Rishchamudas, Amalafanecha, Lecho Hashem Atztaka, V'lana Boshes upon him. That little sentence, have it in mind at least. That's from the Gemara.
Is this whole section of the Rambam quotes from the Gemara?
Right, from Masechet Yoma, right? Pei Zayin. And we don't say it. We have our minds on the Nigan of Hashemnu and Al-Khaitz, and that's about it. So we're supposed to say, because that's Vidui Dvarim. That's one mitzvah. And that's a mitzvah of Neyatzvah. That has nothing to do with Tshuva. The first thing is, Vidui, I'm sorry to Hashem. I was a fool doing such things. Then we turn to Tshuva. When it comes to Tshuva, the Seder is just the opposite. Tshuva is, I'm working on myself. I have this spare trait of laziness. So what are you going to say? Oh, yeah, I was such a fool. First thing, get rid of it. Start a new life. You're coming on time. Ain't the Varkasa. First day, first week, you have a new resolution. I am coming on time. Then, afterwards, say vidui. Say vidui that I'm very sorry what I did, just to concretize that I really mean that I'm on a new derech. The main thing is, my tshuva is that I'm a new derech. I was ochre, I uprooted my old derech. How do I do? By starting a new derech. Then, in order to ascertain that you're not going to slip, that this is not a one-time thing that you're not going to do, but you really want to make it that it's going to be your future, so then start thinking, you know, how foolish I was to have been last year in Tavshin Samech Vav, to have been a lazy person and come late, etc. But don't start with that. You got to start with action. You have to start with Yazov Rosha Darkoi Vishav and Mavshin Vosav. So according to the Rambam, Rabbeinu Yonis Kasha is not a Kasha. One mitzvah, that's the first thing that's talking about, Vidui Devarim. That's your interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, what do you do first? Umode, and then V'yozev Yerucham. And the other part of the mitzvah is the mitzvah of Tshuva, that first Yazev Rosh Hadarka. Don't start being Umode. At the end, after that, there's a Vidui, a secondary vidui, not the primary mitzvah, the secondary vidui, in order to ascertain and to concretize your decision that you started anew, that you were a Yazov Rosh Hadarkai, so then think about how foolish I was in the past. So there's two types of vidui. There's a din vidui of vidui dvarim, that's the mitzvah of vidui, and that's a kapara to Hashem, and that's by every single mitzvah, and that's in Eretz Yisrael, and in Chutz La'aretz, it has nothing to do, every avera you do. And then there's something that you have to work on yourself to uproot what you did. That the vidui is secondary, it just comes to concretize the tshuva that you did in your heart. That's why in the first one it's called vidui divorim, because you're doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah you can't just say lip service. have to do with devarim, with real words to Hashem. The second one, which is only coming to be mechazek, that I'm really started a new derech, that's the only reason I say that vidui, besvasav. Where did we find a lashon of besvasav? Find it by neder. It says, gomar belibo, if a person had a gemar das, that he's making, taking upon himself a neder. V'lo hotzi b'svasov, but he didn't say b'svatayim, ain't a neder, it's not a neder. You have to do both. But that's only just to be mechazek your gemar liboy. That's what. So whenever it's just to be mechazek your gemar liboy, it says svasov. Whenever it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoy, which is the first parak of vidoy, then it says vidoy devorim, it's a thing. That's also why in Perek Rishon it says l'fnei hakel, because that's who I'm turning to. I'm turning to Hashem. That's my whole reason for saying vidoy dvorim. In the second one, where I'm working on myself, I don't have to. It doesn't have to say there l'fnei hakel. I'm doing it to myself. I'm talking to myself. I'm trying to work on myself. Therefore, it doesn't say over there l'fnei hakel. We could also, it's brought down Davkin Shulchan Aruch after being somewhat of a machlokes, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you have to say vidoy standing up. Say vidui standing up, you can't. Once again, what does vidui use? Where we say it, I don't know. It's not me. Rabbi Yoshev spoke about it this week. We have to start inserting something new into the tefillah, so I have a certain kavanah on various things. But you have to do it standing up. Certainly you have to do it standing up because you're talking to Hashem. It's a fnei akel. Tshuva, you can do sitting down and then thinking and any pose you want. But when it comes to vidui, which the whole thing of vidui is to ask Hashem, that part that I slighted Hashem and his malchus, I want to do tshuva for, I want to say vidui, that certainly you have to do. With fnei akel, you have to do standing up. So it makes a lot of sense, the singing of standing up. Talk of the second vidui, which is only a vidui to concretize the tshuva over there, maybe you can be able to sit down. There's no inyan, perhaps, of standing up. So we've explained, number one, the Seder, which comes first. Explained Gufnei Hakel, we've explained the difference between Vidui Devarim to Vidui Svasayim. Any other questions that we still had remaining?
About
the mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? So the mitzvah with the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs brings it, which is by all Karbonas and all Chatos. The primary mitzvah is the mitzvah of Vidui. Together with that, simply because you have to also uproot it from yourself, it's not enough just to do vidui and ask Hashem for forgiveness. We have to work on yourself. So it's im tshuva. When the Rambam wrote in the Koteret, he was talking more about, and that's what it's called, Hilchas Tshuva, he was talking about Perek Beis. Perek Beis, that main mitzvah is really tshuva. And when you do tshuva, you should also be mizvada. That's the secondary type of... But Perek Aleph talks about that has really, I don't know why it's inserted in Hilchas Tshuva, I guess because of the name Vidui, and there's a certain Vidui together with Tshuva. That Vidui is a mitzvah of Neyatzmai. That's the mitzvah that he brings in Mitzvah Ayin Gimel in Sefer HaMitzvos. That's the mitzvah of Vidui Dvarim. And that has nothing to do with Tshuva. That has to do with, I have to ask Hashem, please forgive me for what I did. So over there, it's a mitzvah of Neyatzmai, and it's brought as a primary mitzvah rather than being secondary to tshuva.
Is there a mitzvah in Masech Mitzvahs of tshuva?
No. They speak about that it's a process, that you have to work on yourself, that in fact Rav Kook is a kasha. I once spoke about it in a Shabbos tshuva that every mitzvah should be a mitzvah. You shouldn't get malchus. There's 168 mitzvahs you get malchus for. Why do you get malchus? Everyone should be olav hanita klasei. You could be uprooted by yasei, which asei, the asei of tshuva. So one of the eight answers I believe he gives is the fact that tshuva is not a mitzvah. It's just something to uproot what you did bad. There's other I'm sure you could give answers also on that question. That's not a specific thing for this mitzvah, therefore it's called olav hanita klasei. I remember I once heard in the mirror one of the Rashivas said, Rav Dafka, on this question, but on this issue, that since tshuva is making yourself into a new person, I'm not that person, like the Rambam says, that did that aveira, I'm a new person. That's not called Rav Anita Gasei. Rav Anita Gasei means you're the same person, you're uprooting the Rav that you did. But if you're not the same person, and that's why you don't get punished, so you can't call that a Rav Anita Gasei. Okay. Leave that for a different time. Okay. Also bothered me, and according to this, we can answer the Ramban that we started off this year with. Ramban says, "Beficha ubilvavcha, beficha is a vidui, as it says, v'zvadu asavona v'savona v'sav, and bilvavcha is tshuva." So he asked the question, first picha and then buvavcha, what's going on here? First one, beficha, is the mitzvah vidui dvarim, that for all averus and all things, to have a kapara from Hashem. That's number one. Bilvavcha, that's tshuva. That also has a vidui with it. But that vidui is just to concretize the tshuva that I'm really doing a tshuva properly in. So we can explain. Perhaps the Ibn Ezra, if he's talking about tshuva, he says the main thing is bulei, because he's talking about only tshuva over there. He's not talking about the vidui part. The only reason we say, it comes out very nicely according to the Rambam, only thing we say is to be mechazek the lev, because our ikar said belev, and ikar is at least as far as the tshuva part is concerned. So according to this, at least we have a mahalach, we have Perek Rishon, that deals with a separate mitzvah called vidui. And it's not vidui svasayim, it's vidui devarim. And the only way you can do it is if you feel you're standing before Hashem, and that's why you have to stand when you do the mitzvah. And you have to have in mind that you need a kapara from Hashem, and like, I'll go by the doctor, I'm asking forgiveness. I'm not saying next time I won't, I'll come on time. That doesn't help the doctor. You have to speak about the time that you came late, about what you caused, the blemish that you made in his malchus, and therefore we say vidui. Second parak deals with tshuva. That also has a vidui attached to it. But that vidui is just a davar mishni. It's a secondary thing, just to back up everything that I had in my heart. I have to say it. According to this, we can understand why the Rambam wrote Tovil v'sheretz b'yadu and Perek Beis. Perek Aleph, he doesn't have to write it. If I'm going to say vidui and not mean it, you're not yotze. Obviously, the whole thing is the devarim that I'm saying to Hashem. In Hilchas Tshuva, where I could say the main thing is tshuva, and the vidui is only a secondary thing, so I could say, if I didn't have it in heart, I ran through it, I was tired and davening, and I just said the words without not having kavod and belev, okay, but as long as it's tshuva, which was the main thing, it's good enough. So it comes along a pasuk and says, no, it's not good enough, it's ma'akev the tshuva. But in Perek Rishon, he doesn't have to write that. It's so obvious, that's the whole mitzvah, is to say, I'm sorry to Hashem. Could you imagine you're saying sorry, and you don't even know what you're saying. In your middle of your sleep, you're just saying, I'm sorry. Obviously, it doesn't mean anything, and over there, it's much worse. You don't need a pasuk to tell me it's no good. It's obvious that it's no good. When it comes to this inyan of tshuva, Perek Sheni, what time is it? Still have a little...
It's 9:36.
A few more minutes. Teruvim Kippur. Perek Sheni, the Rambam starts off a funny way, tshuva. He says, what is the greatest tshuva? Tshuva gemura. And he says, if you'll come to a situation exactly the same as you did the chait the first time, but exactly. The Gemara doesn't say exactly. He says exactly. Let's say it would be Geneva and I stole a Hershey's Reese's Pieces. And it would come to the same time when I have the same hunger, the same drive, and I see that same candy bar over there in the same store, and instead of putting my hand and pilfering it, I keep my hand in my pocket and I walk by and I don't. That's tshuva gemura. So questions are asked on that. Why does the Rambam have to say exactly the same thing? And if I go into the store and I want a washing machine and I have nobody's looking and I could take it and run away and I don't take the washing machine, that's not tshuva gemura on the pilfering of the candy bar. It should also be. Why exactly? They asked that. Mamish Befarshei Rambam asked, why exactly those the same thing? So I heard a pshat once that perhaps this could lighten our attitude towards Yom Kippur, which is so tough, and we've done it so many times, and yet we know that comes the new year, maybe after a week or two, unfortunately, we go back to that same bad trait, and it's so hard to uproot it. It's just very, very difficult. So this could be somewhat comforting, that the inyan of tshuva, and that's why it's called chozer b'tshuva, is as follows. What a person is supposed to do is that there should be a break between my action that I did then and the avera that I'll do now. And that's why the Rambam was so careful. I did this geneva on the candy bar in June. And comes now October, I'm faced with exactly the same situation. If I'm going to do it again, what's pshat? That I did the avera again, or I'm still mamshich the avera? It's still a continuation of avera. It's not a new thing. I'm not doing a new act. It's just like I never stopped. I did it then. There was a hiatus of 4 months, but I'm still doing it. There's no difference. In order to break that continuation. That's what tshuva. That's what chozer b'tshuva. You have to revert, meaning make a break between what you did and that. And if you take upon yourself, you realize how foolish it was, and you take upon yourself that I will never do it again, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be made. Even if you do it again, because you, but that's a new taiva that you got. Okay, it's not. I'm not saying it's good, but at least I broke that initial, that original maisa that I did. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Basher Husham, how is he going to judge us on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? He's going to say, did you break that action that you did? Or if you'll do it again, it'll be just a continuation. So if you do the steps of tshuva, and you really mean what you're doing, you didn't work in the past, that's because I'm a Baal Taiva, but that means I have a new Taiva. But it's not that same one. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from you. Certainly he wants that you should never do Averas again, but as long as you didn't do that old Avera again, you weren't Mamshet old Avera, and that's what we have to take upon ourselves. We have to think that, you know, we don't want to be that exactly the same act. And that's why the Rambam starts off Hilchas Tshuva with this halacha. What do I want from you? Break the action that you did. Don't continue the action. Now he goes into the mitzvah. So what am I supposed to do? So he goes into what tshuva is, Yasav Rosh Hadarkai, and what I'm supposed to think, and I'm supposed to take upon myself, and all these things. But first realize what the issue is over here. You have to break that it shouldn't be a continuation of the previous mice. That's the Indian of tshuva. It's a little late. I thought I would say something else. I'm going to show next time. But we should say quickly.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if you could say no, I don't.
Take as much as you will.
You have plenty of time. You can stay
I mean,
all night.
They're changing the price on gas at 12 o'clock, so I still have a little time to.
We get an extra hour tonight.
What?
Get an extra hour.
Two chidushim. Number one, they're going down in price. Right. That's a great chidush. 8%. Right. I mean, that's like. It's a new year, Baruch Hashem.
Resolution. Want to wait and go home after 12?
What's that?
Want to go home after 12?
No, I'm joking.
Winding the clock back also, we get an extra hour.
Okay. It says that the Yemei, which we're holding now, in Halacha Vav, Afo Pisha Tshuva, Tzaoka Yofa Laholam, Tshuva and screaming are always good. Basara Hayomim Shebein Roshani Yom Kippurim, Hu Yofa Biyoter. It's even greater. Umit Kabelet Miyad, immediately Hashem will accept it. When do you say that? By a Yochid. But at Tzibur, even in the middle, even in December, even in, I don't know, May, Calls Manchaisim Tshuva Vitzoakim Belev Shalvein, Hashem will answer him. As it says, Hashem will kenev kol karei neivav. Came to a good question. Why does he use the lashon of tzaaka? Why not tefillah? And secondly, what does tzaaka mean? It means because you scream on a higher level. Somebody once said that's pshat. You got to say Shmoneh Esrei louder. That's tzaaka. It doesn't mean you have to scream like in modern Hebrew tzaak, but it means you're saying on a high. First of all, it's machoikas if you're allowed to, and secondly, that should mean tzaaka. When it comes to tshuva, it doesn't say tefillah. It says tzaaka. What does tzaaka mean? We find many times in Tanakh, I could ask Eitan to say all the places, that the Lashon uses again tzaaka rather than tefillah. We find arba chayovim lahodos, tzrichim lahodos. There are four people, today we bench Gomel, in that time they used to bring a carbon toda. One is a Hochei Midbaros and Yored Liyam and somebody who comes out from the Beis Asurim from jail and somebody who was sick and Vehivran became well. All those are Chayiv Lahodos. Where do we learn it out from? Perakuf Zayin in Tehillim. And it says over there four times Vayitzaku. And it's talking about each of the situations brought over there. Once again, why Tzaaka? Why not Tefillah? Why not? What's the solution of tzaaka? We find by Bnei Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim, by Yitzaku Bnei Yisrael al Hashem. Why dafke tzaaka? Why not tefillah? What it means tefillah. So what's so special about tzaaka that makes it into a unique tefillah that we find by Kayin and Hevel? Kol d'mei achichot tzaakim eilai min adama. It means screams, Dafka. It means that I can have Kaddish Baruch Hu hears it. The blood of your brother is crying out from white tzaaka. Why that lashon? And it doesn't even mean over there. It doesn't mean tefillah. It's not a lashon of tefillah. We find it by Esav, by Yitzhak, tzaaka gedolah ad ma'od. That suddenly when he realized that Yaakov received the brachos from Yitzchak, so he tzaaka gedolah over there. It doesn't mean tefillah. Believe me, Esav wasn't davening then. What is this lashon of tzaaka that perhaps we could get a step closer to tshuva this Erev Yom Kippur? So I wanted to say as follows, that tzaaka is the state, in other words, maybe I should start like this. There's a difference between tefillah the rest of the year to tefillah by Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We come prepared with our tefillahs. Let's say somebody is sick. So what do? I say Rifa'enu, and I have prepared the name, and I say, Hashem, please implement my plea that this person should get better. I need Parnasa. Hashem, please implement my request. You know, I'm asking Hashem, but I come prepared. The tefillah is all prepared. All I need is an implementation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our tefillah during the year. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, look at the davening. You'll see nothing of that is mentioned b'chol in the Shemana Esrei. The only thing mentioned in Shemana Esrei is tefillahs that give us Yerushamayim, give us the feeling, the Yeda Kopa'ul Ki Atof Ve'alto, everybody should realize Yu Hashem. The davening is a different thing. We realize we're disoriented. We realize that we're not what we should be. And therefore we need from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hadrach and life. We're turning to you, Tzarchei Amcha Merubah, the needs of the nation are so great. We accept upon whatever you will give, that's what we're accepting upon ourselves. That's called tzaaka. Tzaaka means that I'm in a situation where I'm tzar, I'm not myself, I have lachatz, I have disorientation, I have gone off the derech that what I should be, I'm not what I should be. That's when I do tzaaka to Hashem. And those are the Dalet Tzrichim Lahodos. The four people, all their situations were situations where they're not themselves. You go to a hospital, you're not yourself. You're an object rather than a person. You're told what to do, and you're supposed to do A, B, and C. Otherwise, you won't find yourself in this hospital. When a person goes traveling abroad, he's not in control. In fact, according to the Mishnayos and Torah, he's considered an ani. He's not in control of himself. He's totally disoriented from his normal life. Therefore, he's a person that Sarah Chahodos Ayidei Lashon of Vayitzaku, I want to get back to my life. I want my self-definition, who exactly I am, and it's up to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to help me. I don't ask for a specific thing. I ask that Hashem, give me my self-definition. Find out who I am. I should get back to the person I'm supposed to be. And the same thing was Esav. Esav always wrote the script. He had everything he wanted. He was the one that did it. Suddenly he comes, he's supposed to get the brachos. He comes in and Yitzchak gave it to somebody else, to his brother Yaakov. It's a tzaka. I'm not in control anymore. And therefore the first reaction that comes out of you is, you know, like total disorientation. It doesn't have to be a tefillah. It's a tzaka saying that I'm just not in control. I'm not writing the script anymore. I've lost my self-definition. And the same thing is kol demeyachicha tzaakai. This person was supposed to have children. He was supposed to have future generations. Kol demeyachicha. All those generations are being tzoeg min adama. We're not going to be where we're supposed to be. Anytime you're not supposed to be where you're supposed to be, the initial reaction is a reaction of tzaaka. And that's why during these 10 days, we turn to Hashem. We're not what we're supposed to be. We're disoriented. We need to define ourselves better to be what we're supposed to be in life, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the potential to be. And therefore, what we do is we scream out of tzaaka. And Mir Hashem is Hosea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be makabel out with tzaakas and tshuva, always said together. Tzaaka and tshuva should be inscribed with a Ma'ar Chasim Toiva for us, our families, and we'll call Yisrael. Mir Hashem.
Amen.
Enough. To keep something for next time. Mir Hashem. Ma'ar Chasim Toiva. Should go well.